Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
NBA refs are taking to Twitter.
It's a ref watch party.
I don't love it in the fact that I don't want the finals to be focused around calls. But they want to connect with the fans, and there's been so much controversy over Twitter that they've decided to just have this open forum. The refs won't be identified, but they're from the National Basketball Referee Association, and they're going to be available. And you just do hashtag ref watch party on Twitter, and you can be interacting during the game, finding out what's going on.
So the spread for tonight, Warriors are favored, but I think this is a game Cleveland wins. Right there at home, LeBron's going to be feisty. This is a game they've got to win. It's a must win. Do you guys feel good about Cleveland tonight?
I don't want to feel good about Cleveland, but I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an Oakland girl, but I think they're going to take it tonight.
I kind of feel like if the Cavs are going to win a game, this will be it.
It needs to be it.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to win more than one, but I think this is the night that they do it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click the like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's a lot of good stuff from the Boss and the Gloss, all available on podcastarena.com. And ordinarily, I would welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners, but you've been here the whole time today, so belated welcome. A lot of good stuff. We had Craig Gass on, who's a very funny man. He'll be performing at the Joke Joint Thursday through Saturday. If you're a longtime Blitzer, you're very familiar with Craig and his impressions. I still love his Sam Kinison, to me, is the best. That's my favorite. And Sam Kinison was my favorite comedian. I saw him in person like 3 times, and I can't remember ever seeing anybody funnier. So I always love it when he does that. Beth will be joining us at 6:30. But so far, so good. I think, as long as nobody chokes in the last hour, I'm looking at a couple of A-pluses here.
Okay, yes.
Well, we feel good about it. Speaking of choking, I mean, it was impressive watching Carla keep a straight face as you did that extraordinary read or endorsement for Eros. But it's really a great product, and you've benefited from going there. The thing that I'm noting is I was thinking as you were doing that, soon it looks like you're going to get a new hair system, right?
We're talking about that, yeah.
Right.
We haven't worked out final details on that, but I'm looking at maybe doing that, yeah.
Well, you'll have a full head of hair.
Fixed up top to bottom.
Well,
top to bottom, new Fred.
Literally?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I didn't say anything that would make her cringe. I wasn't going to say anything like, now it looks like a beautiful baby or anything like that.
That makes me cringe. She's fine, I'm sure. That's trouble for me.
That's cringeworthy, but I can handle it.
Yeah. And that's like, now if I make a sex tape, I'm not going to be embarrassed. I'll leave it at that. But no, we've talked about that. And I'm at that point where I either need to just shave it and go bald or do something about it.
Or wear a good hat like you are today.
Well, that's my cheat code is I just wear a hat all the time. But yeah.
You could do bald.
I've... When I weighed a lot less, I looked okay bald, but not now. I'd look awful. So I'm trying to – well, I'm going to get some weight off. That's my next thing. But
Look at this. He's fixing himself up.
But he's got some new hair coming, and that's going to be a great – I want him to be my guinea pig so then I can think about following his lead.
There's a lot of hair on each side of me here. It's okay, guys.
No, I'm very intrigued by it. It looks like a really cool process. So it's just a matter of if we can – yeah, if we get the business end of it worked out, then I'll definitely consider. I mean, I'll definitely do it if we do. But
sure,
I just think it's one of those things. I'm doing a lot more videos. It's important for me to look less disgusting. So, and I can't just pull my hat down over my face all the time when I'm doing videos because that doesn't work.
Fair enough.
It's fine at the poker table, but not so much there.
Right.
All right. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I'll still drop a few of these Ask David questions in there when they're. They're good. Lamont has one. Did the Astros winning positively impact the business?
Oh, yeah. No, when the Astros do well, it's a rising tide for all sports stations. And it was certainly the case last fall. And I am a big Astros fan, both for the fun of the sport and the team, but also from a business perspective. A good Astros team is good for Sports Talk Radio.
And it also completes the really a great trifecta in Houston, which we've got the Deshaun Watson era.
Yep.
That started and looked so fabulous and is about to start again. Then we had the Rockets, one half away from the NBA Finals, and the Astros World Series champs. That's great for Houston.
It's been a great run.
Well, you're also a big Cowboys fan. You get the Cowboys mug there. People have mentioned it.
True confessions. Yeah, I grew up a Cowboys fan. My father raised me as a Cowboys fan. And, you know, that first passion, that first team you fall in love with, you never lose. And the Cowboys were my first love. But certainly I'm cheering for the Texans as well.
See, I'm kind of in a weird spot because for me, it was the Oilers and then the original Arrows with Gordie Howe and all those guys.
Yeah.
My dad used to go out there and cover them and would take me. So I kind of grew up loving that team. And the Oilers was the other team that he spent a lot of time around. But Astros, too, they were up there. But the Rockets were always kind of afterthought.
Do you have any affinity for the Tennessee Titans? I mean, it didn't go. They're gone.
No, that to
Oilers
me,
are done.
To me, the Titans are an ex-wife. They left you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And to me...
You have some experience with that.
A little bit, yeah.
But keep going.
Times three.
Yeah.
Three and a half.
I'm thinking maybe I'll get a t-shirt I want to be wife number 4 and a half and sell that to Lady Blitzers.
See what happens.
Yeah, I bet we'll sell almost 4 of those. But I never had any affinity. Once they left, they left.
Yeah.
And I'd still follow when Steve McNair was still there and Eddie George, those guys.
I loved Eddie George.
I still followed him, but I never liked Jeff Fisher. I always thought he was way overrated as a coach, and that kind of bore itself out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really like Bud Adams. And so even though it wasn't all his fault, then that things didn't work out, because he actually had a really good idea. If you go back and look at it, he wanted to build the Bud Dome, but it was going to be all three sports, and it was going to be basically in what's in Edo now.
Hmm.
And at the time, it would have had everything. And as it turned out, we wound up with 3 new things when we would have had 1. But it was pretty brilliant, I have to say. It just didn't, you know, it was him, it was the mayor at the time, but I just despise the Titans. They're an ex-wife. They left me, and I'm one thing I will say, if you leave me and we're done, then I'm done with you.
Yep.
There's no, you know, hey, how's it going? You want to get together for lunch? No, I'm done with you. You're out of my life. I'm moving on.
You quit the Titans.
Turn the page, yes. Yep. And the Texans were weird for me because I was friends with Bob McNair long before he bought the Texans because of his horse racing. He was out at Sam Houston all the time, and I got to know him and his wife out there, and really admired him as people, and so was happy when he got the team. And I know he's kind of gotten a lot of flack lately for some of the things he said, and I do feel bad because it's probably been 3 years or so since I've had a conversation with him about anything. But so I kind of was into the Texans, but then – doing what I do, it's impossible to really be a fan.
Right.
Yeah, Ken Hoffman asked me that when he did the questions. And it's like the only teams I'm really a fan of are the Maple Leafs, because I don't have to cover them in any way, shape, or form here. Nobody cares about hockey in Houston except for me and about, you know, 10 other people. And I run into them at the Maple Leaf all the time, so we just talk there. And that's probably it. And it's probably them. And I root for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders with the wife because that's her team. But I'm not passionate about it. I like going to games, and I keep up with them. But if I miss a game, it's like, I missed a game.
The DW4 factor doesn't get you excited?
Well, I was excited to see that jersey outside my office because I thought somebody realized, Fred Oops. Really likes this guy, so we'll put it outside of his office. And no, it's got a little thanks, Carl, at the bottom. So,
well, you know, I have to put my mark somewhere.
Well, I can explain that. We got this big Deshaun Watson jersey. We hung it up on the wall.
Signed.
And signed. It's beautiful. And then there's this footnote from Deshaun. Carla, thanks for believing in me, because you had your moment on draft night. You were rooting hard for the Texans to take Deshaun Watson and were over the top delighted.
When nobody was believing in him. It's, the turnover issues, the Clemson, this and that. And I'm thinking, this guy has almost won 2 consecutive national championships at Clemson. When you look at barely losing against Alabama 2 years ago, winning last year in a great game against him, against an NFL defense. Alabama has an NFL defense. He's going to be fine in the NFL. So when I saw the Texans move up to number 12, I have to say, there were tears. I knew what was coming.
It was,
Someone listened to me.
We've said on the Boston the Gloss, when the Texans moved up to 12 to take Deshaun Watson, when she heard his name called, it was like that moment in the movie When Harry Met Sally.
That's it.
At the restaurant. She was that ecstatic. She was so thrilled. And actually, I think you picked a good winner for the Texans.
I hate how you framed it, but it's true.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go on record as saying that. I also said he would be fantastic, and I was glad to see them draft him. And I love the guy. To me, he's my favorite quarterback to come out in the draft since Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson was another guy that I said, this guy's going to be great, and nobody listened to me.
Right. Look, we're on to something, Fred. So, see, we can sort of both share the glory of that jersey. It's outside of your
except
office.
Except it says, thanks, Scarlett.
And it has my name on it.
There's no thanks, Fred. I'd even settle for a thanks, Falcon, but nothing.
Do they have an offensive line that will support him and enable them to be successful this year?
I think they'll be better than last year, but I think throwing you and me out at tackle last year, this year would be better than last year. I mean, I still think it's a real mess. And the thing is, he made that offensive line look good because he was so mobile.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
But I also think you're going to get him killed.
Yeah, that's not the scheme. I mean, you don't want to have that. No. Davenport at left tackle is a leap, but he's probably going to be the starter.
Yeah.
Well, and they've got Ciontrell Henderson behind him.
And they've also got this kid from Pittsburgh that they signed as an undrafted free agent that I know Lance is very high on. And if there's anybody that knows offensive linemen, it's Lance Erline.
Yep.
So he may wind up seeing some time. And I read a story on him this weekend that, yeah, they think he may wind up actually starting at one of those spots, which would be interesting, to say the least. Hey, as we go to break, thank you, John, for this. Get on the party bus to Sunfest 2018 with the usual suspects. It's June 16th. It's only $30, and you'll get a round-trip luxury ride to East Beach, Galveston. You hang out and party with Barry and Nick all day. You get all the cold, frosty ones you can drink while supplies last, plus breakfast, snacks, and dinner. Now, if I get on this thing, I'm going to tell you supplies won't last. You'll also get an official Sunfest 2018 t-shirt. Not to mention, there's nothing but hot bods and great volleyball to watch. That's in our promo, hot bods. Cool. It's only $30 and super easy to reserve your seat. Just email Michelle at bus@espn975.com. We're doing the driving so you can have a great time. Hot bods. Suddenly, I feel very Weinstein-y. Let's go to break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You wear it.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back on the Blitz. And you know what that music means? It's time for Beth, owner of Darling Way.
Hello, hello.
Hey, did my Eros guys come out and meet with you today?
They did.
Yeah?
They did, yes. I gave them an eyeful.
Good.
And an earful.
Wow.
And I know, can you imagine? People come in the shop, and I talk to them about everything. Who would think it?
Oh, I can imagine. You know, Fred, I have a history with Beth.
I know. We shared a very special, special moment.
I was a guest on her show. I survived, I think, fair to say. She was tame. She was easy on me.
I'm always easy. I mean, I'm always respectful, right?
Yes.
Whatever people's perspective is, I think it's important to be respectful and whatever your view of romance is. But I had fun with you. It was like, it was a great conversation. You were so open. I loved hearing your love stories. He told us about the first time when he met his wife and stuff. And I can't remember if the podcast, it's Love and Laughter with Beth. And it was, I think we called it Meet the Boss, David Gow. I frankly can't remember. And I forgot when it was too.
Yeah, it was a while back.
But you can find it on Audio Boom, ESPN Houston's Audio Boom, folks. So if you haven't listened, go back and listen.
Podcastarena.com.
Podcastarena.com. There you go. Oh, thank you. Yeah. That's it. And yeah, it was fun. And I like the fact, right? I can talk about love stories with anybody. I say I can talk about mating, dating, sex, and relationships with anybody and make them smile, right? Right, Fred?
Maybe not me, but anybody
else. You're smiling already. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm smiling because you and Carla have a history, too, that you don't know about.
Really?
Oh, tell me.
Yeah.
Yes, tell me, Carla.
Yes, Beth.
Did we kiss a girl together and, you know?
Oh, dear.
No, but I was mistaken by Ken Hoffman as the sex lady.
You're kidding. Well, wait a second. Okay, but you're this beautiful blonde. You're way more petite than I am, and I'm dark-haired and stuff, so.
But I told him I'm way too Catholic to be considered the sex lady.
Oh.
That's where it ended.
No. Oh, sweetheart. I'm a nice, quote, nice Jewish girl, right? So believe me, Jews and Catholic, we know a lot about
guilt. Oh, yeah,
we're
mano a mano. It's just that Jesus thing that gets in between.
That's exactly
all.
It. But that guilt, that, oh, sex
we've
shouldn't
got
be
the
fun.
Guilt going
exactly.
On.
We have that. So I grew up the same way. And then it's way more fun to go to the other side and say, you know what? Y'all are missing out, right? It's just, and so, for example, Jewish people, like, they love to eat, right? And that's such a pleasure, and that's great. But why would you just like to eat and then not like to eat, like, with your partner or kiss your partner or taste your partner and kiss them all over and stuff? There's so much joy and fun. And the Catholics, y'all have a reputation for having, like, some drinks and stuff, that Irish and stuff.
There's a little drinking. Fred's Catholic, too.
Well, yeah. I grew up Catholic. I'm no longer Catholic. Let me make that clear.
Just claim it.
No.
Feel better.
I grew up Catholic. I was married into a Jewish family for 15 years. I was married to a hardcore Baptist. I have cousins who are, they're all Greek Orthodox. So I've kind of run the gamut. That's why I'm between religions right now.
All right. Well, and I have a good one because my dad, who got divorced after 18 years of marriage, in part because my mother didn't think anybody should enjoy sex, period. She didn't understand it at all. So they got divorced. He then married, divorced Jewish man with four children. He married an ex-Catholic nun. She had been in the convent for 18
Sister
years.
Jean.
Isn't that amazing?
That's more than amazing.
So, yeah. So I think, again, we have a lot in common and stuff. But again, if you can have fun, sexy fun with somebody you love should be about the best thing in life and the most divine, right? And Catholics don't want people to get divorced. This is a way to keep people together. I'm telling you.
Does she hit him on the hand with a ruler? Is that how she gets?
You know, I don't know. I was young then, and I'm not sure. But
I'm just asking.
She certainly did that. She was a school teacher nun. So she certainly did that to her.
Sexy nun outfits do work. I know. Throwing that out there.
School teachers, that role play. That's fantasies for almost everybody, right? Bend over the desk, put your hands on the desk. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And don't men have all these fantasies about women in little plaid uniform skirts and everything?
I defer to Fred on that one.
No. I mean, I like costumes, but I'm not really into the schoolgirl costume.
Oh.
Or French maid, the kind of traditional ones.
Oh, I love both of those.
But like hyper hot alien chick, yes.
Yeah, that's true.
A nun, hot nun, yes.
Okay, see, there you go.
Even hot clown, I'm okay with.
Oh, that's like Kiki Maroon. And Kiki Maroon was on my show last Saturday night talking about her burlesque show, and she does sexy clown.
I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah, she's awesome.
What's on the show this week?
This week is BDSM for beginners, for basics, because there is so much about power play. People saw 50 Shades of Grey. That book sold millions and millions and millions of copies everywhere. There are people that were turned on by it that don't know anything about real BDSM because that was so far out there in terms of, that was like abuse. That was not real, but there's something sexy in there. So we tried to explain to people how they could bring it into their own lives and just try little bits of it to see what they like. Because just because you want to do something one time doesn't make you outrageous or weird or not religious or faithful or spiritual or not a, quote, good girl.
Was that movie good for your business?
I don't know. So it started coming out right before. My shop has only been open for 2 years. So the first one came out before that and stuff. I think it opened up some people's minds to realizing that they get turned on by different things than they were used to. Because as kids, we grew up with only a couple of choices, right? There's missionary, there's upside down, there's oral fun, and anything, you know, related to the tushy was just for bad girls. And that was all the options that we had. And so that movie opened up people to the idea that there might be a little bit of something else that they might like, but they didn't know what to do with it. And so I don't know that it spurred people in because they still need to know more because they don't realize they can come to a place like my shop. And I know, so...
Yeah, it feels like you're making Carla blush here.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm watching Carla's face, and you haven't met me before. And I say, this is what happens: is people just don't realize that you really can. You just talk about anything, but it really can be. I think it's just fun and happy, and you can tell. I get a smile. I don't think there's anything raunchy. I'm not telling people to go out and have hookup sex. I say that's like fast food, right? You don't want a long-term diet of that. I don't judge, but come on. We want people to have really fine dining. I want them to love the person they're with, to be able to make a commitment, and then have fun for all their lives and to keep it changing. Because just like at a job, if you were at a job and you did the same thing day in and day out, you would be so bored. It'd be terrible. You'd be looking for a new job. And that's what happens in marriages, is they do the same thing over and over again because that's all they know. So I just literally try to make them laugh with, and I say, if somebody comes up to you with, you know, partner with a crazy idea, you say, yes, that's the craziest idea I've ever heard. You win. And then you try and beat it. And that's the way that you keep rocking the boat and changing things. So anyway, you're still blushing. I just love it. You're, she's so cute. Okay, I'm flattered that somebody thought that you were me. I like that. So, and now next time you just start talking sexy fun at them and just perpetuate. And then, you know, they'll be like, oh my gosh, there's like two of these crazy women walking around here. It's awesome.
See, you can talk to Ken Hoffman this way.
I would love to talk to, I would love to. Carla, you're looking at Carla, but yeah,
well,
I'd love
Beth,
to talk to
Ken. Here's what
Ken
I recommend
Hoffman.
Is that you invite Ken Hoffman onto your show. I'd like to listen to that.
I second it.
You second that?
That sounds
Ken
good.
Ken would be a great guest for your show.
I would love to. Should I tell him that you suggested this?
You can tell him. you do. You tell him that I suggested it awesome. And that it's really something I really want to hear.
You might need an extra hour for Ken, though.
Yeah.
Yes. That's when David and I spoke, we could have gone on and on. So that's anyway, I've never finished an interview or a show and thought, oh, I'm so glad it's over. I'm done. I'm always like, God, there's so much more. So, but Carla, you... I would love for you to come to the shop because it is actually in, it's a cute little cottage in the Heights, in the historic Heights. It's a place like the Heights Chamber of Commerce has been there twice. Can you imagine
it's like
a place?
The Heights Chamber of Commerce.
well, it is because we're all about making connections, but no,
that's
I'm sorry.
You're a good sales lady.
But no, I don't sell anything actually. I just, because I have no filter. And so I just literally tell anything that I know or think or what I, that's it. If selling is when you're trying to like get rid of something, and I'm not very good at about taking care of myself. I'm just really good at helping other people find things and feel good. And but that's what I'm telling you. And you wouldn't believe, but you come into my shop and you feel different, and you feel it's love, and there's beautiful lingerie there, and it's stuff that makes you actually just feel really pretty and empowered and strong, so that you want people to see you, not because they're going to get turned on, but because you're like, I look good. I look so good. Right? That's what happened
Wait
at our
you
anniversary
see me
party.
Strutting into the office and, next week, man.
Well, and I'll just say, it's like, I know she's got a lot of different stuff she sells for a lot of different clientele.
Yeah.
But there's also just, if you're a vanilla person, like.
Yeah, look
like
at this cute little baby doll and stuff.
There's
right?
plenty of cool stuff.
Right. This would look good on almost anybody.
Yeah, even
it's
me.
Just super cute. Yeah. It's a little, you know, it's got some glitzy glime and, you know, just a little bit of bling, but it's really pretty and it's actually very flattering on a woman. As opposed to something totally stringy and something that makes us feel like our wobbly bits are hanging out and people are seeing things they don't want. I mean, my love handles and stuff, right? Those I don't really want to emphasize those. So I like something, again, that makes me feel pretty. And that's what everybody should have, a little something. And then look, I brought these cute little shorts because they're just simple black and little studs. But really, they're a little bit sexy, but they're not too revealing.
That's for you, boss.
Well, for those who can't see, and there is a video stream of this, but she's showing off some, I guess, black leather pants.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're not leather,
studded.
Actually.
Studded.
It's a little
underpants.
Bit of like, yeah, fake latexy and stuff, but it's just going to be cute. And it, you know, men say, oh, no, my partner doesn't care what I wear or anything. She doesn't notice my underwear. And people say, oh, women aren't visually stimulated. I was like, have you ever met a woman? Because there are women who will not date somebody because of the clothes they wear. There are women who won't go to somebody's house, like a boyfriend's house, because his house is gross and they don't like it. Women are totally visually stimulated. We're just stimulated differently than men. So a man might get turned on by a naked woman. A woman would get turned on by a guy with a vacuum cleaner. Right?
Really?
I take the fifth.
Yeah. No comment from Carla on that
I'm
one.
I'm going to pass on that, too.
But Fred's already putting the underwear on. No, Fred, not now, please.
No, I could not fit into those.
No.
Maybe one leg. All right, so you got sexy trivia tonight, is that right?
I got sexy trivia at Mark Fraley's tonight. Yeah, are you going to come join us?
I'm not going to be able to. I've actually got...
Fred, when was the last time you went to Mark Fraley's?
I went with a couple months ago just to check it out with Beth, and it was a really cool place. I did not go upstairs, but the downstairs bar was really awesome. We had a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been there forever.
Have you been there?
Yes, but not for a long time.
You and your wife, you and Audrey, should come to Sexy Trivia tonight.
Okay.
Carla, you could come too.
Carla?
Do you have a, I don't know what your status is, but you could bring anybody.
Husband was an underwear model, so she's doing okay.
Her husband's a former Abercrombie & Fitch model.
Seriously?
With you.
Well, I was involved as well.
Wait.
This was a long time ago.
Wow, I'm impressed.
So you should have listened to the first segment of the show. That's what we talked about, how they got to know each other.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm totally impressed. That's awesome.
Common underwear.
You could come be underwear models. We could do, Fred and AJ were supposed to do a boudoir shoot.
Okay, and, so it's this simple. I feel, no, I'm very comfortable saying this. Carla, if your husband Cole will do the underwear modeling, then I will as well. And I feel safe on that limb.
Can I have half an hour to talk to your husband?
Yeah, let's get Cole and Beth for a conversation.
I think that's a great idea. Bring it on, Beth.
Do you think there's any way that Cole would be a guest on Beth's show?
I don't think there's any way that Cole would be
a guest. Oh, that's...
Not personal, Beth. He's very private.
Oh, and see, and I get that some, except I really do think that when we think about what happened with cancer, right, when that first came out, people would whisper the C word and they didn't talk about it. And it made it hell for anybody going through that. When it comes to being gay, that was something people weren't allowed to talk about. And it was hell. People with suicide were just now. Kate Spade yesterday. The fact that it is open that she committed suicide, I'm so grateful to her. I hurt so much for her, but I'm so grateful to her to bring this topic to the forefront, because when we talk about things, we make it easier and better for everybody. And that's how I feel about love stories. We need to share our love stories, the good, the bad, the ugly, because otherwise we think we're the only ones. We have so many questions. We're so hurt. We get stuck and we don't know what else to do. Everybody else looks so beautiful on Facebook. All the happy things are out there. And yet we're going home. Do you know what the percentage? In fact, this is my trivia question. I've got a free workshop for the couples oral class at June 29th at Darling Way. And my trivia question for them tonight is, the first person who calls in, what percentage of marriages in the States are estimated to be sexless, without sex for years? Yeah. What percentage of marriages do you think? So
72% would be my guess.
It's not that dismal.
As a man who's been in many marriages, you're a sampling in and of yourself,
well,
right?
I'm looking at two of them, so it's 67% right there.
Oh, my goodness. No, but it really is sad. And so, again, if we can start talking about it, and I think there are ways, because people write it off. My financial advisor, who's the head of, I don't know, he's on some church boards, national and whatever, very religious, been married 40-something years. And when I asked him to help me get my business started, he said not only did he think it was a good business idea, but he said he thought it was a community service, because he said every marriage that he sees after 30-something years breaking up, and there are a lot of them that he sees, it's because they're not having sex, one person or the other, and they've decided at a certain age they don't want to die not being passionate and not feeling really, really well loved. And that's the thing, right? It doesn't have to do with, even if you've got ED issues, even if you've got health issues, I don't care what's going on, but you can touch, you can snuggle, you can kiss, you can have great, passionate, sexy fun, no matter what physical state you're in, if you really go out of your way and think creatively. And I'm really good at thinking creatively. So when people share their stories, I'll come up with some way to kind of get them back turned on again. And a lot of women, we just say it's just boring, right? It just becomes a checklist. We have to do this, or we should do this, and we don't feel like we're getting pleasure from it. But there was a time when we did get pleasure from it, and I try to help people remember what it was and how to get that. And because women say they want more romance, men say they want more sex, and really we're talking about the same thing. We want really passionate, intimate connection, and so if we can help people do that, we're saving them. And it's silly. People talk about divorce rates and stuff. Well, let's talk about why we're getting there. So.
A couple of quick things for you before we end this. Murky tweeted me, said, definitely not getting turned on by a guy holding a vacuum cleaner. No. That's her.
Is she a woman?
Yes. Yeah. She listens to you every week when you're on. So.
Well, that's awesome. So ask her what does turn her on. Because probably it's not necessarily just a naked man. It's usually a naked man doing, it's a man doing something. Maybe it's a man kissing her hand. I don't know, right? Ask, can you tweet back?
Well, she listens.
Okay, Murky, tell me, I want to know, what do you want to see a man wearing, doing, being naked, or something that would turn you on?
And then Peyton Girl Texas says, tell Beth you looked amazing on the Isaiah Factor last night.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so can I tell you a total crazy secret?
Real quickly.
I went home for an hour before I went on that show. I took off my bra. I forgot to put it on. I put it right next to my purse. And when I left, and so I did, I went on the TV and I didn't have a bra on. I was like, oh my gosh, this is what happens when you have ADHD. I swear, this is the ADHD life. So thank you. I'm glad I looked good because I was kind of like sitting hunched over and trying, yeah.
All right, show Saturday night, and drop by the shop. Give them the address again.
The address, Darling Way, 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. And I also have a copy of my book, Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful, Fun for Everyone, which, Carla, I would love to give a copy to you. And I hope you'll read it and enjoy it. And if you like it, I hope you'll pass it on and tell everybody to talk about their love stories.
Thank you. There's some really good stuff in there.
So. Thank you.
All right, Beth, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure.
Appreciate you joining us. All right. Well, my plan for tonight, unfortunately, is I have a lot of work to do. So I'm going to go home and do some work. But I'm also going to probably have a little bit to drink while I'm doing it. So that means I'll be taking some Thrive Plus tonight. And I'm telling you, if you have not tried this yet, you need to. It's very simple. You just go to DecideThrive.com. And listen, I like to drink. There's no question. But I don't like to feel like garbage the next day. And I got to be up at 5:30 doing sports map stuff. So I can't be, you know, I can't be hungover. 3 capsules. That's all it takes. It's $1 a capsule. So for $3, you just take them right after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. And guess what? You're going to feel great the next day. And there's a science to it. They've got a bunch of PhDs. It's a Princeton grad. They know what they're doing. They put together something that is really a great supplement if you're going to drink. And all you have to do is go to DecideThrive.com and order today. That simple. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. And how about this? They're based right here in Houston. So any day, if you order before 4 o'clock, it's going to be delivered on your doorstep the next day, just in time for those drinks you were planning on. So if you're going to get drunk Friday night, guess what? You're just going to have a few drinks. Get Thrive. It makes all the difference in the world. Order it now at DecideThrive.com. So well, guys, I know what I'm having for dinner tonight because I've got some Zumo's Party Time sausage in the freezer, and guess what's going to happen? That is getting cooked tonight. That's what I'm having because I didn't have that for 5 days because I was in San Francisco. If you haven't tried Zumo's yet, family-owned and operated since 1908. Started in Beaumont. They're all over Houston now. And people of Beaumont, you know all about Zumo's. You don't need me to tell you about it. But smoked sausage, boudin, their boudin's fantastic. And I've eaten a lot of boudin over the years, and I've had a lot of bad boudin. And it kind of turned me off to it. And then I got theirs, and I'm totally back on it because theirs is really good. And if you've had bad boudin, you know what I'm talking about. This is not bad boudin. This is great boudin. And the Party Time sausage recipe, which has been passed down from generation to generation, it's made from the highest quality ingredients and perfectly blended spices, then hickory smoked for 4 hours for a truly genuine southern taste. It's been a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for many years. Terrific family. It's great for cookouts, family gatherings, or just a quick meal, which is what I'm going to do tonight. Zumo's Boudin, seasoned pork and rice dressing stuffed in a sausage casing. You got to try it. If you've had Boudin before and you didn't really like it, try this. You will. It goes great with anything. Easy to cook. You can find both your items at your local grocery stores. They're in Fiesta. They're in Kroger. They're in H-E-B. Just look for Zumo's, Z-U-M-M-O-S. You will thank me. Zumo's.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. No AJ until Monday. Win a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant this Saturday at Sam Houston Race Park. Come out and see Justify run for a chance at the Triple Crown on the 150th Belmont Stakes. Sam Houston Race Park is the only place in Houston where you can watch and wager on this classic event. There will be free admission and free parking. Gates open at 9 a.m. Don't miss your chance to witness history as Justify runs for the Triple Crown this Saturday. We'll take caller 15. All right. You know what? We haven't taken a phone call today, mainly by design, but I'm going to go ahead and try one. We'll see if it's okay. He wants to ask David a question. John, have your finger on the trigger here because we never know.
Let's
let's go to Christian. What's up, Christian?
Good evening, Mr. Fowler, Ms. Dawson, and the boss man, Mr. Gal. How are you guys doing, other than sports, of course?
Sports, we're doing great. We've survived a segment with Beth. In fact, we're all sort of enlightened now, so we're in a good spot.
And you guys had a great segment with Craig Gass, which will be up on Podcast Arena later on this evening.
Oh, yeah, he's the best.
But there's one question I want to ask you, Mr. Gal, seeing the fact that you are the brains of the operations at Gal Media, and more importantly, at ESPN 97.5, SportsNet 94.1, and SB Nation Radio. With stations coming and going, like, on a day-to-day basis, like changing formats, stunting, and all that stuff, how do you, running Gal Media pretty much, manage to run the... I mean, how do things... what am I trying to ask? Do you think things are difficult when it comes down to the world of radio just to stay afloat when you see all these stations just changing formats?
Well, the radio business is pretty healthy. Most of the radio stations in town are generating healthy cash flow. The problem is some consolidators like Clear Channel Now, iHeart, went on a buying binge. They borrowed a lot of money, and with too much debt, they've now found themselves in bankruptcy. So that's where iHeart is today. Cumulus had just come out of bankruptcy, but we're in a really good spot. We've got, you know, this business is in some sense somewhat simple. You have to have great content that brings listeners in. Then you've got to have advertisers who want to get in front of those listeners. And when you make that match between advertisers and listeners, everybody's happy. And we execute that every day. It's simple in concept. It's hard work to do it well. But we really feel like we've got a great lineup in place now, and we are soaring to new heights. I mean, 97.5 has been the number one sports station now for four or five books in a row. And the stations, we haven't hit our ceiling. We're on a great track. And as Fred alluded to earlier, we're going to tweak some things and add some things on Friday. We'll announce them for Monday. So stay tuned for changes to come.
Well, and one thing that David's really good at is taking companies that are, well, I would say underperforming, maybe not being as profitable as they should. They're maybe breaking even or profitable, and finding ways to make them profitable, much more profitable. And as long as you have that kind of model, you're going to have. And I mean, a lot of these places are divesting themselves of properties. We're not. We're adding things, buying Culture Map and starting Sports Map, and some of the other things that we're working on that will become apparent very soon. We're going to get into a lot of different things. And I think the only negative is that David's busy all the time now.
Oh, I'm busy. But the fun thing for us, just to talk about the business side, is if you go back 18 months ago, we were a sports radio company. And now we are positioned as a multi-platform media company with two content categories, sports and lifestyle. So we love our strategic position now. We're feeling very good about the future.
And it's just, it's an exciting place to be. I'm having so much fun here, and all the things that we keep adding, and you know, to see the company grow the way it has, and even our new offices. I mean, it looks professional here now, and I've had friends that want to come tour it, and I'm like, yeah, come on by. You need to see it. It's a growing company, and it's a fun place to work. And it's one thing, though, that it was kind of interesting to me is while I was gone, I guess there was this whole Twitter thing. I guess the Houston Press wrote a story about Houston Sports Radio and, of course, didn't mention any of our shows. David Barron never mentions us. I mean, he's the point is those guys are always going to be in bed with the AM stations because their employees are on air over there. You know, Sean Pendergast writes for the Houston Press, so they're not going to say anything nice about us. And, frankly, they're both very concerned because of Culture Map and Sports Map. Those are competitors for them. So they're not going to write anything nice about us. If we're going to write anything, it's going to have to be on our site, and I think that's a little self-serving, so I don't know that we'll do it. But the reality is, yeah, I'm not too worried about what the Chronicle writes or the Houston Press or any of that stuff. I mean, we're kicking butt in the ratings, and we're doing, as a company, we're growing fast, and it's all thanks to David. So it's fun for me to come to work, even on days when it's meetings, which is a rarity for me because I used to hate meetings. But
it's a lot of love going around here. I like this.
No, it's a great place to be, and I think the listeners know that. We talk about it a lot. That it's so much different than when we were at Cumulus, and not only was I not getting paid for a couple months, they were furloughing us, and if you had an issue, you had to get on the phone with Atlanta and talk to seven different people. And what's always been great here is if there's a problem, I just walk right down the hall and say, hey, boss, I need to talk to you. I say, well, I got 26 meetings today, so I'll have to meet tomorrow. but that's, I mean, that is, yeah, and you can actually get things done. And he gives me the tools and says, go. I mean, I love that. You know, it's like, and, you know, we got to get some things fixed on SportsMap, which, you know, we've been very patient about, but for it to get to the next phase that it's going to get to. But we're also been doing record numbers, and people love the site. And, you know, it was a great idea that he had, and we're trying to run with it. But he's just said, here, do it. Go make it great.
SportsMap was an easy decision. When you look at all the collective sports brands, all the sports experts in our building, and then we had this digital platform that we had acquired in CultureMap, the chance to take all those sports experts and put them onto a new site, SportsMap, was a really exciting opportunity. And the way we think about it now is we have more sports contributors, more sports experts within Gal Media than any other sports media entity in the city, any other media entity in the city. We have more branding contributors than even the Houston Chronicle. So we think with SportsMap, we have a chance to chase the Chronicle in online sports leadership. And that's the path we're taking. And frankly, when we're looking at who could shepherd that effort, how could we pull it off, that's when we turned to Fred. And Fred has really orchestrated the growth of SportsMap and tapped into all the talent we have in the building.
And we're just scratching the surface, man. I promise you. Give me 6 months once we get some of the things fixed on there that need to be fixed, and you're going to see all kinds of cool stuff.
Karaoke map. I'm learning a lot about you today, Fred.
God, now I got the bug. I may, and well, I got too much to do tonight work-wise, but there's a place near me that does Wednesday night karaoke that I go to sometimes, but they don't start till 10, and I got to be up early tomorrow, so I don't think that's going to happen. Good crew filling in tomorrow. Jermaine and Holly will be here. Katie Fowler may make an appearance because she's going to come down here and sit on the show. And
but we set a high bar. I mean, Jermaine and Holly, they better bring their A game.
Yeah, they're going to have to bring their A game.
Because, I think they're pretty nervous. sure of it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys are established. They're still trying to build themselves, and now they got to follow this.
Notice I just latched right on with the boss. That's how to get established. Get on a show with your boss. That will work.
Yeah, have your husband share underwear ads with him.
There's that, yeah.
So what were you pointing at there?
Oh, with the merchandise?
Yeah. Not with the merchandise. With the Major League Baseball draft.
Oh,
the Oregon State pitcher. The one who admitted to molesting his niece.
Heimlich.
He did. Yeah, Heimlich out of Oregon State.
Yeah.
He was not drafted.
I think I would probably pass on that, too.
Wow.
But, you know, there was some tension about that. He is a guy who said he never really did it, but that he admitted to the crime only to make it go away. He thought it would never come 15. Back to haunt him. He was age 15 when he did it. Or didn't do it, whichever the case may be.
6-year-old niece. Ay, ay, ay.
Very talented pitcher. By all accounts, a real athlete, a real stud.
Probably best prospect in the nation.
Who would have been drafted high, but obviously molesting a child, one of the most egregious things anybody could ever do. And he was passed over today.
Not surprised. I don't think I could pull a trigger on a guy like that.
Yep, mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, guys. John will be filling in Friday. That'll be fun. Have you guys heard John do a show before?
I'm going to listen.
I'm listening too, John.
He's pretty badass in his own right. All right. A+, David Gal. A+ for Carla. A+ for John. Till tomorrow.
Thank you, Fred.
Stay sports, you bitches.